What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show you are listening to is Teachable Moments. You are you. I'm your host, Dork. And the song that you just heard is Something You Know by Blood Orange off of his most recent EP, Four Songs. I am realizing now that I should have paired any of the songs from this EP with DOS's EP, Four Hit Songs, just because I think that's funny, but something for the future, something to look forward to, you know what I mean? I'm just creating some intrigue. Boom, segue of the century. Today's adjective, cool adjective, intriguing. I've just been thinking about, like, what is the thing that, like, when you find something cool, what's the first thing that you kind of hear and you're like, cool? And then you kind of, like, look more into it, whatever, and then you're hooked, you're in it. So, like, that kind of, like, early stage is cool. There's something about it that's, like, attractive or exciting or whatever. And, yeah, what is that? What makes that? I don't know. That's what we're going to talk about today. So without further ado, intriguing means, the definition of intriguing is arousing one's curiosity or interest, fascinating. If you're a longtime, full-time listener of the show, then you will know I like love anything with fascination. So I'm gonna focus more on that word, like the arousing of one's curiosity, like, yeah, the kind of thing that like signals to you that it's attractive or whatever, but then, like, or is there something cool about it? I don't know. But, like, the fascination of it. Because I've also been thinking a lot about, like, fandoms and, like, obsession, I guess. Like, again, longtime, full-time listeners of the show will know I am in a BTS phase. You're welcome for never playing BTS. Honestly, it's hard. But what is so fascinating about them? Besides their heavily curated media training. and personalities. I want to know, like, what is the thing, what makes us fascinated? And, like, yeah. So that's what we're talking about. I already said that, but that's fine. So the first thing I kind of want to talk about is the saying, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. This kind of, like, idea that, and obviously I feel like that this has more to do with, like, behavior and, like, relationships or whatever. Like, people are more, like, literally, like, you as, like, the object or you as the intriguing thing. Like, people are more attracted to when you're nice than when you're mean, which is fair. But I think that, like, it's an interesting kind of, like, kind of putting that onto fads or putting that onto phenomena or whatever, like, or maybe BTS is even the perfect example of it. Like, they are a very wholesome image, and like, what about, like, while, like, once in a while, like, maybe they'll do, like, a photo shoot that's like, I'm hard punk, but, like, for the most part, like, it's very sweet, and, like, they are incredibly popular, and most, like, if you're thinking about, like, again, like, huge fandoms and, like, huge cultural moments, 9 times out of 10, they will be, like, very, like, family-friendly, I guess. Very palatable. I think there's something about, like, the intrigue kind of coming from, or, like, the attraction kind of being directed at, like, how consumable it is, like, how easy it is to, like, yeah, to be a fan of it and to find it intriguing. So that's kind of interesting. And with that in mind, we're gonna play some songs. This is Shy Girl with the song Honey off of her newest release, Nymph, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What is up, dear listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Sweet Sticky Thing by the Ohio Players off of their 1995 album, Honey. Just before that was the song Honey by Robin off of her 2018 album, Honey. And then opened that set with Shy Girl off of her album, Nymph, with the song Honey. Today's definition for cool is cool, adjective, intriguing, fascinating. So we're kind of talking about, like, what is the thing that makes you hooked? Like, what is the hook? Something, we kind of talked about, like, sweetness and, like, palatability, I guess, but something that I also think, like, is, that can be, like, a big element of, like, why people find things attractive or, like, why people find things fascinating is, like, because of how unfamiliar it is. Like, is there something that's, like, it's inherently new and, like there's intrigue there because you haven't encountered anything like it before? Like, it's the unknown. It's something else to explore. It's something to kind of, like, dive into. Like, I feel like I personally, like, whenever I go through kind of, like, phases with, like, fashion or, like, celebrities or media or whatever, things that I think are cool, there's always, like, oh, I haven't seen something like that before. I want to learn more about it. Like, that's kind of, like, the hook to me, I guess. But also sometimes the hook is, like, that's really familiar. Like, I think of, like, why when I was a kid did I think Winx Club was so cool? And why do I now still think Winx Club is so cool? Like, there's something about, like, comfort, I think, that can be really powerful when describing or, like, deciding or ascribing kind of coolness or intrigue to a thing. So with that in mind, we're going to listen to the song Breaking Ground by Hyde. Hyde's going to be playing at Paradise in Vancouver on November 6th. And I'm so, so excited. They're playing with Umar. They're playing with Pell Supply. They're playing with Sophia Stell. They're playing with Outback. They're playing with all of the people who we play on the show very, very often. So I already got my ticket. I hope you get yours. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM.
Been running from the sounds I hear in the dark. I saw you, but I wasn't there. Been running out of patience with myself, not you. I'm learning how to break down all of my walls. Get face to face, see through the glass. Something's dripping out from under my skin. I drown, if not for you.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Oh, I'm so undecided. I can't even fight it. Feel like I was lying. Take me back to private, oh yeah. Take me back to days where we could vibe. Cause these days, I don't know you, now I'm uninvited. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I can feel from a mile away. Whoa, whoa, I can see us in a different place. Why, we gon' be okay. And I want you now, yeah, I decided, decided. Pay attention, need your undivided body. And I wanna take you to the highest, highest. Got a feeling we don't need a pilot, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Hey, I can feel you like a head away. Oh yeah, I can feel you from a mile away. Oh yeah, ooh, yeah, we gon' be okay. Oh yeah.
What is up? You just heard the song Come Back Home by 070 Shake off of their album You Can't Kill Me. Just before that was 808 by Gwen Bunn off of her album Phase, and then opened that set with Breaking Ground, Hyde's brand new single, promoting her upcoming album on PC Music. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CHR's One Step Shop for What's Hot and What's Not. Today's Step Shop for Cool is cool, adjective, intriguing, fascinating. We've talked about sweetness, we've talked about newness. I kind of want to talk about, like, intrigue versus romance, or, like, an intrigue and romance and, like, how they kind of interact. Like, I'm gonna be honest with everybody today. I don't really know what romance is. I don't think I understand it. And when I said that out loud, it sounds kind of sad, but I just don't, yeah, like, I don't think I'm a very romantic person, and, like, I think I don't really see the difference between, like, romance and sweetness and, like, performativity. Like, there's something about those that are, like, are very jumbled to me, but, and especially this kind of idea, like, and I've heard people talk about this before, like, losing the romance, or, like, the spark, I guess, and, like, once, if you're, like, dating someone and you've lost the romance, like, that's a bad, I don't know. Again, I'm not that familiar with it as a concept, but, like, kind of, like, the, like, once there are no unknowns, I feel like, where do you go from there? And I feel like that can be kind of, like, you are a bit, like, it's, you're not in a romantic relationship with the things that you're a fan of, but when you kind of, like, have all a lot of, like, intrigue or interest in, like, a specific thing, like, I'm talking more about, like, phases and, like, fandoms again, like, once you've kind of learned everything there is to learn, like, what are you left with? Like, what else is there? Like, what is kind of keeping you in, like, in it? And I feel like with fandoms and like media and stuff like that, a lot of it is, like, you just think it's cool. Like, now, like, it's not so much like you have something to learn about it. It's more like now you're in it, now you're invested. Maybe, but again, I don't really know what I'm talking about. And so we are going to move on. This is the song Excuse Me by Dumb off of their upcoming release Pray for Tomorrow off of Mint Records, coming out very, very shortly. This is Excuse Me. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Complete. dragging almost days to smoky trail of murder.
What is up, dear listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show you're listening to is Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's a short, really cool, cool, adjective, intriguing, fascinating. I'm kind of thinking about, like, obsession and fads and fandom and stuff like that, and, like, what I'm really curious about is, like, what got you into it? Like, what was the hook? Like, I feel like that's a common question. Like, if you say, like, oh, I'm into this thing right now, people will be like, oh, like, what, like, oh, I'm into this director. Like, oh, what was the movie? Like, why did you watch it? Like, you know what I mean? And I think that's a really sweet question. Like, I think it's a really, like, yeah, I just love, like, the tracing back to a moment. And sometimes I don't think it's possible, but sometimes it really is. So we're gonna move on. Speaking of fads, the queen of fads herself, Kim Kardashian. This is Lil Baby Forever with the single Green Rain, the Kid Kardashian remix. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back. CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com. GUAYAKI.com to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Interested in making radio? How about hosting your own show? At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get involved.
Touch pads and let's get one, two, three. you all enjoying the vibe.
Then I please take this moment
to look all around you
and tell your buddies that you love them.
And that you're coming
home soon. Look all around you and tell your buddies that you love them.
What is up, dear listener? We've reached the end of our show. Huzzah, huzzoo, huzzay. You just heard the song Dust by Two Shell off of their album Icons. As for that was Baby with Saturate Demo featuring Umru off of their album Screamer. Again, Umru is going to be playing on November 6th with Hyde, Pedal Supply, Evidence Doll, Outback, someone else, I'm sure, at Paradise on November 6th. It's very, very exciting stuff. And then opened that set with Green Rain, the Kid Kardashian remix by Lil Baby Forever. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Today's episode was cool, adjective, intriguing, fascinating. We're going to close the show with the song Always by Bloom OS, which is Himera and Pedal Supplies, kind of duo thing. And thanks so much for listening. Have an excellent Tuesday.